This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, that really does help your confidence when you have music, you know, that you listen to every day where they talk about how much they love you, right? You know, because if you really don't get a lot of love, you know, at home, if you really don't get a lot of love from your peeps or from your colleagues or from your clients, you know, it's always nice to have a song. So, I mean, do that. If you really want to boost your morale and just feel better about life, you know, make your own radio show and have the, you know, lead in music. I got a bad case of loving you. And I'm like, oh, really? You love me? Really? Me? You know, so it just really, really helps. Because, you know, I sometimes feel like I'm just sitting here all alone. No one loves me all alone. Okay, I won't sing anymore. But anyway, a very interesting day I had yesterday. You guys want to hear about it? No. You're going to hear about it. Okay, so I live in Nevada. I live in Las Vegas. Okay. And, I teach at Toro University in Nevada. I'm an assistant professor. And so, yesterday, the students at the, ACOFP, this is a group of young students that are a part of the American College of Osteopathic Family Physicians. These are students that want to become family doctors. They had created a mini clinic. Okay, for screens at Las Vegas Rescue Mission. There's a rescue mission there, which is awesome. They got a thrift store. They got a cafeteria. They got, a huge facility. Great place. If you guys ever want to check out what they do and you want to help them, you got to help the rescue mission. So apparently this group, and remember, I'm new to the university, and I started there back in March. So I'm new, and I'm learning what everybody does. And, you know, I've run my own clinic, you know, and I've done a lot of community service and charity work. But now I have students that apparently for years have carried on a tradition of going out to these locations and doing screens for blood pressure, for sugar, for weight and all that. And you know, so I'm here going, okay, well, no one's going to know what to do. Everyone's going to be running around. Everything, you know, I'm like, all right, well, let me, you know, make sure I have some caffeine. And I just couldn't believe it. The kids just blew me away. I mean, these guys, they had it flowing. They had people coming in, et cetera. And, you know, so now you're like, okay, well, you know, what was the quote-unquote homeless population like? Well, one thing you need to know, which is something that we learned very early on, is the stereotype that people have of homeless, where these are people that don't have any clothes and they don't have anything to their name and they don't have, you have no idea how much of the population actually is quote unquote considered homeless. If you don't have a place to live, if you're trying to live out of your car or live out of somebody else's car, if you're trying to make ends meet, if you are struggling to be able to put roots down, that's the definition of homeless. And there's a lot of us that have been in a position where we have no place to put our roots, no solid foundation, no place to, support ourselves, no steady flow of any income coming in. And so there's a lot of people that can actually fall under that. Now, what is the one thing that very commonly homeless people will have an issue with that does fit in with the stereotype? Lack of good access and consistent access to healthcare. So many of them were coming in who hadn't seen a doctor in years. And so it was very interesting because they'd see the medical students, and the medical students, I mean, wow. I mean, they, you know, if you ever want your blood pressure checked really, really good, you know, you have like a medical student or a nursing student do it. I mean, they're like all over it. PA student. I mean, these guys, I mean, they, wow. No, that's the thing. The reason why students don't do anything halfway, you know, it's not half-ass with them. It's like right on the money. So I'm like, oh, let me test you. Mm-hmm. And so I'm listening. I'm like, that's, you did really hear it. Like, yeah. So, okay, not too bad. But what was very interesting is looking at their blood pressure, looking at people's, blood sugar, checking their height and weight, going through their BMI. And again, there's only so much you could do. I mean, you really want to check cholesterol. You really want to do EKGs. You want to do things like that. There's only so much you could do. There's only so much funding. There's only so much time. There's only so much liability you could do. But it was amazing how some of these people were walking out of that clinic, doing the dance, like, yay, I'm good, I'm healthy, praise Jesus, I'm healthy, boo. And they were just, like, loving life, doing cartwheels. I'm like, wait a second. This was only 1/1000th an exam of what you need. Like, some of them, I tried to feel thyroids. I tried to listen to the heart and lungs on all. You know, it's hard. You have a lot of people, they're there for screens. And you're like, OMG, I mean, there is so much we need to do. And, for a couple of them, I'm like, okay, now wait a second here, okay? All right. With the new ACA and Healthcare Act, I mean, were you able to get on Medicaid? You need to see a doctor. Are you on Medicaid? No, I don't know how. I can't. And, I think maybe what we need to do is, that everybody's touting how the ACA has helped so many, millions of Americans get insurance. And I'm seeing people time and time again that have fallen through the cracks. And if the ACA was supposed to help, not the middle class or the upper class, but supposed to help people of lower income or people that could be going in and out of the homeless category, we need to do a better job of getting them access to Medicaid. Now, I don't know where all the money's going. I know the money's going to website and IT and commercials about the Healthcare Act, but I mean, why aren't there, entities in these rescue mission places that help sign people up for Medicaid? Well, they can't, because if they can't prove, that if there's, no mail lead address, or there's no this, or we don't have a social security, or they can't, see, to me, when you look at that whole system there, you go, well, then maybe we need to take a different course. Okay? If I was sitting there at a table handing people a form to fill out to get Medicaid, yeah, that would have helped some. But what really helped those people were right then and there, they were getting health care. Right then and there, they were getting, blood pressure check. They were getting education. They were getting their questions answered. And so maybe before we start to dump millions upon millions of more money into a system that's not really working, okay, that's really not helping a lot of the people that really need help, I will say this like I've been saying over and over and over again, why aren't we putting the money into actual standalone clinics that people could come into and they could get their care, they could get their prescription, they could get right there. And I know there's some clinics out there, but I think considering the money that we've spent on politics, we could have so much more. So that's just one observation I had. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, we've created a National Blood Donation Week. September 4th to September 10th is National Blood Donation Week, and September 10th is National Blood Donation Day. Governors in multiple states have declared their state blood donation day to be September 10th, and we are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. See, when a crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And since thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis, blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. So while your governor's office is working on the proclamation, please sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com or follow the link to National Blood Donation Week. Remember, one pint of blood could save 3 lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. amputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
She's dying. All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Wow, it is so hard to type and talk at the same time. Woo-wee. But apparently we got a little bit of breaking news when it comes to the FDA here. We have an FDA announcement right now, but let me first thank Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen, allowing me to make FDA announcements, which is obviously why you listen to the show, because you want to hear the most, I guess, recent FDA announcements, which is what makes good radio. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, for not shutting the radio off every time I make an FDA announcement. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in to these FDA announcements. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. I'm sorry. It's so hard to make some of this stuff, like, exciting. I'm really, really trying.
please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show, as you guys get, this way you guys get up-to-date FDA announcements. Hey, listen, if it wasn't for the FDA, I wouldn't have a job in radio. I mean, the FDA gives us such meaty stories, and they get the headlines. You know, if there was a headline saying, Dr. Dahlia says, you need to screen all blood for Zika, no one would write it. Well, maybe GCN would put it on their website, which is a very, very good website. By the way, if you want really good news, go to GCN's website. But nobody else would care. But when the FDA says, like, ooh, it's the FDA. The FDA says we need to screen blood for Zika. I've been saying that, like, for months on my show. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. All right. I mean, about what I say. I mean, everybody cares about this. Okay, so let's really get to it, because I know you guys have been really, really waiting, and you guys have been salivating at the thought that in seconds you guys are going to be hearing the latest FDA announcement. So here we go. Okay, so the Food and Drug Administration is recommending, here we go, that blood banks screen all blood donations for the U.S., in the U.S., for Zika virus. I know everyone's like, oh, wow, that is like a real powerful recommendation. Like, I thought we were doing it anyway. All right. Well, anyway. So this is a major expansion from a February 16th advisory that limited such screening to areas with active Zika virus transmission. So, you know, the good thing about this, guys, you know, because we don't want to give the FDA crap, is they listen to us. You know, I say the FDA was listening to us talk about this, going, you know, is all blood getting screened? Maybe we should just screen all blood. All right, already there's this advisory throughout the country that if you went to a Zika endemic country and then came back to the States, you shouldn't donate blood for a month. So it looks like they listened to us, which is really flattering. And my guess is there's people at the FDA right now listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show, which is why I need to be really, really nice. Okay, yay FDA. All right, so in a statement released Friday, the FDA says all those areas are currently in compliance with blood screening, but that expanded testing is now needed. They say as new scientific and epidemiological information regarding Zika virus has become available, it's clear that additional precautionary measures are necessary. This is FDA's chief acting scientist, Luciana Borio. Okay, so what is a chief acting scientist? My guess is it's somebody from Hollywood. No, chief acting scientist. My guess is Luciana has some scientific credentials, okay? Because look at that sentence. Look how many syllables. Okay, I mean, they're using multiple syllabic words. There's a lot of polysyllable in that one. Check this out, okay? As new scientific, so scientific, that's four, and epidemiological, I can't count at the time. Okay, so that's epidemiological, eight. That's eight syllables. Information regarding Zika virus has become available. It's clear that additional precautionary measures, let's just make that all one word, additional precautionary measures are necessary. So, you know they're in the scientific field, whether they're acting or not, because they're using big words. Okay, I was a scientist for a period of time, right, because I was doing research at the EPA. And when you go through your undergrad, your biology and your chemistry and all that, and you have to do research projects and you have to work on research, etc., you're actually the acting scientist. You are, and I didn't act the part. Okay, I mean, I did it. So, don't minimize that just because it says acting. It's pretty big stuff. So the expansion of testing will not happen at once. The FDA is advising blood establishments in 11 states begin testing within the next 4 weeks. Those states include Alabama, Arizona, California, Georgia, Hawaii, Louisiana, Mississippi, New Mexico, New York, South Carolina, and Texas. These states are in proximity to areas where Zika is actively spreading via mosquitoes or where there are a significant number of cases related to other exposures. Within 12 weeks, blood facilities in all states should be testing donations for Zika. And we got some news on Zika that we need to talk about, some serious news. They think they figured out how Zika is being spread sexually. And you know how we talked about a few days ago how Zika was found to live in this baby for weeks after the baby was born? So we're talking about a virus that can unfortunately, you know, not only cause effects immediately, but sit around, quiesce, and then come back out to cause more effects later. So it's pretty scary stuff. So they say currently Zika is being spread by mosquitoes in South Florida, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands, as well as most countries in the Caribbean and Central and South America. There was a total of 2,500 cases of Zika in the U.S. and D.C., 2,500 cases. Okay, and for some of you, like, okay, well, as long as none of them are pregnant, yeah, but what if they're having sex with somebody that eventually becomes pregnant? And remember, we're going to keep bringing this up. There were two men that they tested who had Zika hiding out in the semen for over 188 days. So let's say you're like, look, we're not planning a family, but now 2017 comes around and you're like, you want to know what? You know, this is great. You know, we got Trump as president and we got Hillary as president, and I think the whole world is going to be wonderful, and I think we're going to now be able to bring a baby into this world, you know, and everything's going to be just all hunky-dory. Let's do it. If you were exposed, okay, you could possibly now infect the fetus. So it's important stuff. So they say most of the cases within the U.S. and D.C. are related to travel abroad or sexual transmission. The cases in Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands are a mix of travel-related cases and then the locally acquired mosquitoes. In issuing the new recommendations, they said the agency noted that 4 out of 5 people will never develop symptoms, so they have no idea. So when blood banks ask, you know, about, look, have you ever been sick? Do you think you have Zika? Have you ever, you know, many people are like, no, I feel fine. All right, be very, very truthful when they ask you the question, have you ever traveled to Mexico? Have you ever traveled to the Caribbean? Have you ever traveled to South America? Have you ever traveled to Puerto Rico? Have you traveled to Miami? Have you traveled to, okay, just be prepared, because some of those questions are now going to be evolving to see if you could have been exposed. So, what's been going on now with Florida? Well, we're being told right now that as we look at Louisiana, let's shift over to Louisiana, that there's concern of Zika spread because of the flooding. Now, we've been talking about how in Florida they are all over it, making sure there's no stagnant water, and they are just, I mean, they are doing patrols, and they are making sure that there's no areas that mosquitoes can find and breed, because they will hang out near water areas, stagnant water, and then they'll breed, and then they'll decide to fly out and infect people. So, what's going on in Louisiana? Well, they say there's a concern that the flooding could possibly disperse, you know, these mosquitoes. Mosquitoes are now going to be like, oh, well, there's water over here, water over here, water over here. West Nile has been a concern as well. According to Dr. Kevin Calloway, a research entomologist with the St. Tammany Mosquito Abatement Office, says we have hundreds, if not thousands, of birds out there that may be infected with West Nile virus, and they are the primary host for West Nile virus, so that the environment, the system is loaded for West Nile virus. Now, West Nile virus is also mosquito-borne. So mosquitoes can bite the infected birds, now have West Nile, and carry it around. So, you know, flooding is something that unfortunately brings pestilence, and flooding will also bring disease. And that's hell. So they say right now too many people are having to spend too much time outside. He also says on top of that they have the emotional toll, as we all know, having been through these major disasters. And they are not really conscious of little things like mosquitoes biting them in their house that they are currently trying to gut. So, you know, and, you know, they're also tromping through woods and you know, so floodwater and mosquitoes and West Nile and then Zika. You know, right now they're recommending DEET, long sleeves, staying inside with the windows closed. But, I mean, for a lot of the flood victims, the windows being closed is not a possibility. Plus, you know, how many people have their air conditioning, their swamp cooler correctly running after the flood? So now, you know, you see these Louisiana mosquito trucks spraying the hard-hit areas. Everyone's trying to do their best. I mean, anything you guys can do to help Louisiana flooding victims, please go to American Red Cross or any of the other major national organizations that are helping charities. Plus, there's a lot of local ones as well that are going to need your help. But and then, you know, we have Tropical Storm Gaston that we're watching. So this is unfortunately going to propagate an already serious epidemic. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Really quickly here, National Blood Donation Week is September 4th to September 10th, and I believe we have 22 governors that have already proclaimed state blood donation days: Iowa, Oklahoma, Rhode Island, Vermont, New Mexico, Nevada, North Carolina, Missouri, Oregon, and the list keeps growing. We're doing this because we need blood, and we need blood badly. And as the FDA
has ordered that all blood be screened for Zika, which is completely appropriate. I have concerns that as Zika is spreading, we're going to have less blood that will qualify as a pint that we could donate. So any of you that do not believe that you have Zika, we really need your blood. Go to my website at drdahlia.com, and you don't have to donate just on blood donation week. You can donate anytime you like. But please go to my website, find a blood bank near you, and hopefully we can save as many lives as possible. But the last thing we need is this severe blood shortage getting more severe as we go into flu season. All right, 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is interesting. There are mind-controlled nanobots, they say, that could release drugs inside your brain and may help treat depression and epilepsy. I love the term nanobot. All right, so scientists have for the first time used thought alone to control nanorobots inside a living creature to get them to release a drug inside cockroaches. They say the technology could be used to treat brain disorders like schizophrenia, depression, and attention deficit disorder. This has been reported by Daily Mail. They say it echoes the nanite and nanobot technology seen in science fiction series like Star Trek, etc., where swarms of microscopic robots can be used to repair damaged tissue. Researchers at Bar Ilan University in Ramat Gan, Israel, and the Interdisciplinary Center of Herzliya built their nanobots using a form to DNA origami to create hollow shell-like structures. Drugs could then be placed inside these before they were chemically locked shut with particles of iron oxide. This is really cool. To release the drug, the electromagnet can be used to deform the DNA shells. By pulling the DNA shells, need to be heated with an electromagnet. There's a little bit of grammar here. They say can be used to deform the DNA shells. By pulling the DNA shells, need to be heated with an electromagnet. The nanobots mean doctors can control the release of drugs over time by only allowing a small number of them to release it at once. Led by Dr. Ido Bachelet, a principal investigator of nanotechnology at Bar Ilan University, the team have now shown that they have control. They can control this process with human brain waves. To achieve it, they trained a computer algorithm to detect when a person's brain was under strain from doing mental arithmetic. I bet. By looking for changes in the activity in the brain, the computer was then able to trigger an electromagnet to unlock the nanorobots that had been injected into a cockroach. They released a fluorescent protein into the cockroaches, allowing the scientists to track the rate of release. That's crazy. Writing in the journal Public Library Science 1, the researcher said, as a proof of principle, we demonstrate activation of DNA robots to cause a cellular effect inside the insect Blobaris discoidalis by a cognitively straining task. Huh. So the cockroaches were able to have the nanobot technology work that happened when a human subject was trying to do math. That's crazy. This technology enables the online switching, they say, of the bioactive molecule on and off in response. Okay, I don't even understand this anymore. Are you just as lost in that as I am? I am. They say the technology could be adapted to use in humans by looking for changes in brain activity that come with schizophrenia or bouts of depression. The people could be injected with the nanobots carrying a drug and given a cap containing sensors capable of detecting the electrical activity of the brain. When that activity displays a certain pattern, it could then trigger an electromagnet in the cap to cause the nanobots to release the drugs they are carrying. Okay, this is really, really cool. I would, though, suggest, bringing it down a couple grade levels for, you know, me and everyone else to understand, because that's kind of wow. All right, wow, that's some pretty cool stuff. Huh. Okay, a nanobot that'll carry the medicine that you could control outside, or you could have a machine control. Oh, that just blows my mind. Okay, I got something else pretty cool, and this one I can understand a little bit more. We may have an insulin pill. There could be a pill for insulin which would help us stop needing the injections, because millions of Americans with diabetes now have to inject themselves with insulin. Now, the other big problem we're having is many patients cannot, let's say, tolerate a lot of the oral diabetes medications, and they can't afford some of the newer ones. So we're starting to see an uptick in insulin prescribing because it's cheaper than other diabetes medications. You'll have people on four diabetic pills, and still they're not in control. So then, you know, you just go, you know what, let's just give you the insulin. You know, we're trying so hard to keep you off the insulin with four different medications. Let's just give you the insulin. And it works and it's cheaper. The problem is who likes to inject themselves with insulin? So many of you have asked, why isn't insulin in pill form? Well, the reason why it hasn't been in pill form is because the insulin will degrade, or any pill trying to carry the insulin will not be able to withstand the stomach acid. It is so, so harsh. And so the proteins, you know, that you know would make up, you know, the insulin, the pill, the composite that has to go into the system, will degrade before they even get a chance to even hit the intestines. So they've been trying to sidestep this by making these coatings. They've tried protective polymer coating to kind of shield the insulin from the stomach acid. They've tried to do inhalable insulin, and that did not work. Years ago, they had an inhalable insulin, but the problem is you couldn't give the inhaler to people with asthma or lung disease. Well, a lot of people have lung disease or asthma, and the people that really know how to use an inhaler well are your asthmatics and your COPDers. So you basically lost the demographic who would actually be comfortable doing that form of medication, or that form of delivery. So now what they did is they came out with something that's called, it's trademarked, called cholestosomes. And these cholestosomes developed by McCourt Milnecki lab have been, I guess, successfully encapsulates the insulin. These are vesicles made of naturally occurring lipid molecules. So lipids are like the building blocks of fats. And what they do is they are assembled into little spheres. And these little spheres are so cute. They form these little neutral particles that are resistant to attack from acid. The drugs can be loaded inside in these little tiny packages, and the packages pass through the stomach without degrading. And these cholestosomes, which are trademarked, reach the intestines. The body recognizes them as being absorbed. The vesicles pass through the intestines. Then they get to be absorbed into the bloodstream. The cells take them in, and then the insulin could be released. So if this could encapsulate well, and you could have a pretty consistent, see, the problem with insulin though is you got to be right on the money. You can't be halfway. Like some people, they'll take an ibuprofen, they're like, all right, so if I basically absorb 650 milligrams as opposed to 800 milligrams, I'll live. You can't do that with insulin. Okay, with insulin, you need to be pretty damn exact. Because if you overabsorb, you can, or if you take in too much, okay, you could go hypoglycemic. If you don't take in enough, then your sugars could be, you know, still too high, causing damage. So you got to get that just right. So this has to be a very predictable, consistent form of delivery. But it sounds like with these little baby vesicles and little baby packages, these cholestosome trademark, I'm saying trademark just in case I get in trouble, you know, could do the trick. So this is pretty, pretty exciting stuff. I almost wish I had known about it so I could have, you know, bought stock. Boy, it really sounds good to me, this type of delivery system. So let's hope it works. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, we've created a National Blood Donation Week. September 4th to September 10th is National Blood Donation Week, and September 10th is National Blood Donation Day. Governors in multiple states have declared their state blood donation day to be September 10th, and we are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. See, when a crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And since thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis, blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. So while your governor's office is working on the proclamation, please sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com or follow the link to National Blood Donation Week. Remember, one pint of blood could save three lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I don't even know my days anymore. All right, guys. Sorry about that. It looks like Sunday is Go Topless Day, not Saturday. So now I have to fix all my posts. Who knew? I had no idea that we were supposed to be celebrating this. I really didn't. So I guess Sunday is Go Topless Day. I think it's supposed to be part of Women Equality Day, which to me I think is a little counterintuitive in terms of, you know, us women making progress. I thought, you know, people like us women, okay, and the reason why we've made so much progress is because our, I guess, chest has nothing to do now with our worth. And I guess, no, it's not, especially as we have this Go Topless Day. So let me see, what is it? Let me click on it here, because I need to learn about it. Go Topless Day always falls on the Sunday closest to Women's Equality Day. And Women's Equality Day is August 26th. Which is today. August 26, 1920 is when women earned the right to vote on the basis of gender equality. Yeah, see, so the boobs had nothing to do with this. In 1971, the U.S. Congress had made August 26, they said, into a nationally recognized date and named it Women's Equality Day. The President of the United States is summoned to commemorate this date each year. Okay, Women's Equality Day, not the Topless Day. It is only logical that Go Topless Day protests or celebrations, depending on the legal status of your city, would fall around Women's Equality Day. Since the right to go topless for women is based on gender equality, as their right to vote once was. They said, on Sunday, August 28th, people in cities around the world are invited to stand up for women's right to go topless in public. All right? They say, please contact us at gotopless.org if you would like to organize an event in your area so we can list you on your boob. They have a boob map. Again, how is this helping the women's cause when it comes to equality? All right. Please refer to our legal map in our section, Topless Laws, to know the topless status in your state and call your district attorney to know what you're... Okay, so let me look. I live in Las Vegas. Okay, good. There's nothing here in Las Vegas. You have Lyon, France. You have Colombia involved. You got New York City, of course. You got Tucson. You got Chile there. You got Washington, D.C. What's going on in Washington, D.C.? Who's going topless in Washington, D.C.? And you could donate money, too. You could donate money on the Go Topless Day. This is what I would... Okay. Personally, I would want you guys to sponsor me to keep my shirt on. I'd like to see how much money I could raise, okay, by keeping my shirt on. That would be, yeah, because a lot of you guys, you know me, you're like, you know what, oh no, I cannot look. I can't look. Yeah, see? So I can make a hell of a lot of money with that. I don't know. Hey, Tom, is anybody in Minnesota doing Topless Day? No. We're talking above the waist. Is anybody in Minnesota doing Go Topless Day?
You know, I hope so. I know I am all on board for this. This is something that I'll be walking around topless if anybody cares.
But see, that's the thing. Guys get to do that all the time anyway. And, you know, I mean, I don't really care that guys can do it and I can't, you know, because I get to sit there and painfully breastfeed my child as a swap. But, you know.
I don't usually unleash my chest unless, you know, I'm sure that I'm not going to get arrested, because it is a fantastic chest.
Is it hairy or is it hairless?
It's just slightly fuzzy.
Okay. So you could probably get away with, even guys with hairy chests could get away with it, but you guys don't even get to celebrate.
No, we don't have brassieres, so we're not nearly as fashionable in that department, but I don't know. I'm all for it. Ladies, come on out.
Okay. So now you heard it. Tom is organizing. I'm not joking. We'll put Tom on the boob map.
Yes.
All right. So, you know, one thing I just want to say, which I've been saying over and over and over again, people, is the more we try and progress, sometimes the more we put ourselves back some, okay? I think something like this is kind of degradable, and it reminds me that I can't go anywhere wearing, you know, without wearing a bra, and it reminds me how much I need a bra, and I really don't want to think about that. You know, I mean, I got work to do. You know, I'm sitting here neck and neck competing with guys, and the last thing I want to do is remember my boobs. Right? And the last thing guys want, you know, I know everybody thinks, you know, guys are really into, you know, nudity and all that. Not all the time. Not when they have to function. You think they want to go to work and see a bunch of women standing out there? But, well, you know what? Maybe they do. Maybe I can't speak for guys. You know, we talked to Tom, and Tom apparently represents all men in America. So, all right. Well, you guys, you know, different strokes for different folks. Okay, let's talk about some medical news here. Cancer is on course to become America's top killer. Now, some of you are like, oh my God, this is so bad, this is so bad. You don't understand. This is a good thing. What that means is if cancer surpasses heart disease, that means Dr. Dahlia has done a damn good job. And all of the nurse practitioners and PAs and doctors out there and chiropractors and dentists and everybody that has gotten your butt to get your heart checked has been doing a good job, because that means you're not dying from it as much. You see? So heart disease has consistently been the leading cause of death for decades, which, by the way, if any of you guys have to take your medical boards, still answer heart disease as the number one killer. But they think at this rate, since we are just so damn good, that cancer is going to be the leading cause. They said the gap between heart disease and the second leading cause of death, cancer, has been narrowing since 1968. Cancer has actually surpassed heart disease as the leading cause of death in 22 states in 2014. Back in the year 2000, Alaska and Minnesota were the only two states where cancer killed more people than heart disease. In addition, cancer is now the leading cause of death for a number of minority groups, Hispanics, Asians, Pacific Islanders, etc. They say it's been edging this way for a while, according to co-author Robert Anderson, chief of the mortality statistics branch of the NCHS. We've taken for granted that heart disease is a leading cause of death, but now, because of prevention efforts and advances in treatment, we're making substantial progress with heart disease to the point where now it's roughly on par with cancer. So what are we doing that's so damn good? Well, we have cholesterol medication. We have diabetes medication. We're doing EKGs. We're recommending treadmills. We're doing stents. We're doing bypass surgeries. We're, I want to credit Viagra. Those of you that want Viagra, you go to the doctor, and the doctor's like, well, how's your heart? And you're like, well, what does that have to do with it? You know, and we're like, well, if you have lack of blood flow to the penis, where else are you going to have lack of blood flow? So Viagra, I think, has also been able to be credited in all these erectile dysfunction medications. They say annual heart disease deaths have decreased nationwide from a peak just over 771,000 in 85 to 597,000 in 2011. In the meantime, cancer deaths have tripled from just under 211,000 in 1950 to almost 577,000 in 2011. Now, some of you will be like, wait a second, Dahlia. You just said that cancer has tripled since the 1950s, cancer deaths. Well, what was the age, what was the life expectancy back in 1950? Okay, here we are 66 years later, where people are living till their 70s, 80s, 90s. So, you know, as we outlive the heart, okay, obviously more cancers are going to be more apparent. Okay, we had a lot more people smoke, 1950s, 60s, 70s, until finally by the 70s and 80s, they're like, you know what, smoking causes cancer, let's start cutting back. So keep in mind, the longer we live, the more we live, plus the baby boomers. Okay, when you're looking at 2011, you're seeing the baby boomers start to, you know, hit a more common age for getting cancer. In 1950, maybe a lot of the baby boomers weren't even born yet, so... Anyway, Dr. Mariel Jessup is a spokeswoman for the American Heart Association. She pointed out that new medicines have made it easier for us to control our blood pressure, cholesterol, advances like angioplasty, and we've gotten people off smoking. So very well done. I'm glad I finally did something right. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'll take a lot of credit for this. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away.
Danger. dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.